Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, joining us for this hour. And Americans, don't be tame, because we are Siamese twins, and our criminals and your criminals are Siamese twins, looting both our nations. And they'll all be attached together as we go through this. And part of it is learning, you know, criminality is an art form. It's like being a plumber. So pretty much if you're a plumber in Georgia, you can be a plumber in Ontario, because it's the same thing. And it's like that with law enforcement undergoing after the untouchable style of criminals and this despotic criminal enterprise that is global in scope, but is the burden of both our nations. And to learn some of the names of perhaps some of the lesser characters, perhaps, that are on the Canadian side is important. And the method of operation on how they do it is very important for you as the citizen, we the people type of investigator, thinker to deal with. And it's very, very rare, really, it is very, very rare that we find people who will stand up. Like I use the analogy of High Noon many times, the train's coming, the evil's on it. Nobody's going to help the sheriff. Everybody just scatters to the four winds. And that's real life. But every now and again, there has to be a Gary Cooper. There has to be somebody who stands up and says, not just no, but hell no. This isn't the way I thought I lived in the country I was born in. This isn't the way I want my children to live. This isn't what I want to bequeath to the next generation. I want it to be better, fairer, and more original than I got it even. And this is just so important. So important. It should send shivers through your spine, because that's how a lot of our various countries in the world were created, to get away from a previous monarchy or despotic type of organization, to improve it, to make it better, and especially with the American Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the British Bill of Rights, that we have these rights, we have courts, we have systems of justice, that we should all be subservient to. But then a robber baron class has come on the scene. Probably always been there, really, but in the shadows. But now they can openly do what they do because they control the media, too, far more than they ever did in the past. And we just have to grin and bear it, if we can even grin. And when I looked over some of the things that Trudeau and company are in on, in cahoots with the Americans as well, it's sickening. It is absolutely sickening that I live in a world like that, that children are forced to live in a world like that and be victims to people like that. And I don't even know, sometimes I doubt if they're even human people. Some people talk about the Nephilim or the hidden races that have existed on the planet. Are they really in control? Are they the cannibals, the abusers, the users, milking us like slaves for their profit and fun at any time they wish? Something's got to be behind all that. Daniel Estulin said in a show we did with Daniel that there's a hidden round table of global projects that decide wars, the fates of leaders, whether they live or die. Never heard that one before. Wish he could have elaborated on it more. Maybe he will tomorrow when he's on. But there is something there that pulls these strings, covers for these people, and imprisons us wholly and totally. And our guest, through fate, ran into that brick wall and started to take it apart, look at it, analyze it, and figure it out. And he's trying to take Justin Trudeau to court to face his Waterloo. It's before the election. I heard rumors there was something that was so bad he'd have to resign. Heard them in Buffalo. And I was like, wow, what is it? What is it? This is it. Norman Traversy, former firefighter here in Ontario, a hero in his working life. And as far as I'm concerned, as an investigative researcher and citizen, using our rights to exercise legal process before the courts and make up for the lackluster police and government, taking on the great powers of this country and the other ones in yours and ripping them apart. It's fantastic. Norman, welcome to Power Hour Nation. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the crime-fighting business.
Thank you. I was a City of Mississauga firefighter. That's a fairly large city attached to Toronto. And I got injured several times fighting fires. I had a roof collapse on my head, ended up with permanent spinal injuries. And they put me to work in another division of the fire department, so I wasn't fighting fires anymore. I was driving to work one day in uniform, and I witnessed a fully loaded tri-axle gravel truck drive off the road at 100K into its side on the ditch, in a ditch. So at that point in time, I had about 25 years experience fighting fires. And, you know, my training kicked in, called 911, of course. The vehicle's on its side in a ditch, leaking fuel. Couldn't see the driver. I ran across the road as best I could. And I saw, like, someone's shoulder on the passenger side. And I thought, this thing is going to catch fire any second, and I'm going to have to get that guy out. Well, you can't break a windshield, but you can break the side windows, and I know how to do that. So I figured, okay, I got to get this guy out. I used the air horns as the ladder to climb up what was the roof of the truck. And I fell on my butt. That hurt like hell. And I eventually got up there, and this face looks up at me. We get the window down. I didn't have to break it, drag him out, get him away from the truck, and I'm checking him over, and not a mark on him. And he told me he had dropped his cell phone, and he was reaching down to pick it up off the floor, and that's why he drove off the road. The police showed up and listed me as the only casualty, and I managed to drive home. Saw my doctor. She said, you're off work. Here's some painkillers. Fill out the form for workman's compensation. And the fire chief, John McDougall, phoned workman's compensation and lied. And I'm calling him a liar. And he said that I wasn't a real firefighter and I wasn't at work and I wasn't expected to rescue people on my way to work. So I got no compensation. They cut my pay. They wouldn't let me come back to work when I wanted to come back to work, and they eventually fired me. A money-saving matter. You know, why have a broken-down old guy when you can get a 26-year-old for two-thirds the cost? And I thought, how can they do this to me? Why would they do this to me? And that's when I started looking into all this. And it turns out the workman's compensation in Ontario alone has a $50 billion surplus. And that's all invested in British Columbia, and that's against the law. Then, to jump forward, about 2 months ago, late August, I saw a video clip of the incoming commissioner of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and she was at a parade, her inauguration parade, dressed in her dress uniform, saluting, surrounded by other Mounties saluting. And while she was doing this, our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, came up to her, kissed her on both cheeks, and gave her a great big hug. And I thought, what the hell is this? How low is this? What contempt this man has for the person and for the position to think he's okay to do that. And the next day, I filed what's called a private prosecution against Justin Trudeau at the Ottawa courthouse. And the justice of the peace looked at it, and he said, well, I'm going to have a meeting. And he came out after a while, and he says, you're right. You have the right to do this. And will you swear that this is true? And I swore. And they said, okay, your hearing will be in about 8 days, which is unheard of in Canada. So I showed up, and they said, oh, the judge is sick. So they rescheduled it, September the 4th. I showed up a half hour early with a witness, 200 pages of documentary evidence, and 40 minutes of audio tape, and a couple of other people were there with me. You know what they did? They locked the courtroom door. They would not allow me in. I was constantly knocking on that door, and they held the hearing without me. And they stayed it, which means it's not withdrawn, it's not canceled, it's put on pause. They stayed it for lack of evidence. And here's me a few feet away with over 200 pages of evidence, a witness, and audio tapes. So I'm going to be filing criminal charges against them for that, and it's also a violation of my charter rights. So that's my story so far. I'm not giving up. I'm going to have my MPP read a letter that I wrote in our Ontario Parliament, Queen's Park, and I'm not going to give up. That's
well, it. I'm glad you won't. As an aside, at the beginning, you know, I worked with a truck driver once, and he witnessed one of these truck crashes, and the vehicle did catch fire, and they couldn't get the guy out, and he was burned alive. And those are the most vivid memories
that.
He has.
I've witnessed that myself.
And you don't ever want to be there to have to live with memories like that. Really messed him up. And you'd move heaven and earth to say, like, I carry an axe, rope, life jackets, water rescue stuff, all kinds of stuff in my truck. And, if we're going down with every effort that I can muster to try to save you, if I can. And, you know, God give me strength should the time arise. And, you know, I've had to deal with a lot of bad road accidents, too. And I used to work in Mississauga as a special constable, too, and felt the wrath of administrations because you do things to save people, to help people, to make the world a better place. And I could care less because I don't remember how much I got paid and I don't remember who yelled at me. But I'll never forget the faces of the people that you helped. And, that's what it's all about. And when you're going to and from work in Ontario labor law, you know, you are working in your trip that you can
that's
get
correct.
Compensation. That's there's no cheating there. That's the way it is.
They
to deprive you of that is a crime.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also in the Highway Traffic Act. I think it's Section 248 that if you witness a motor vehicle accident, you are to stop.
Yes.
And not
and
to
render aid.
Is the equivalent of a hit and run.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. So I followed the law, followed my sworn oath as a firefighter and as a human being, and did the right thing. And they decided they could save some money by getting rid of a broken-down old firefighter.
Well, I'll take the broken-down old firefighter over any of these, poor excuses for humanity any day of the week. Because in emergencies, sometimes you get this adrenaline rush and you can do things that you never thought you could ever do. And that just miracles happen. And, I look at it, I used to tell my children, the fact sometimes things happen is because we're best able or qualified to deal with it. And that's why we're there, and we just do what we got to do. And, I had a man try to kill himself in front of myself and my children. Actually, he succeeded. But it was the other guy who was injured that, you know, we fought tooth and nail to save him from bleeding to death because he crashed into him head-on Highway 10. And it's just, you got to do what you got to do. And that's life. And better to have people that do that than the ones who do nothing or stab you in the back later. And I've seen a lot of that in my life. But in this case, the evidence you have, you were talking about this money from compensation benefits that it's being taken away to British Columbia to a company, and you were saying that it's billions of dollars are being siphoned off and taken away, money that should be for us, and it's going to this company in British Columbia. And
the company, by the way, is called BCIMC, lowercase b, lowercase c. And they've now changed their name to BCI. And this company is bigger than Apple. It's got over a trillion, that's trillion with a T, in assets. It itself is valued at around $300 billion, and then it controls a number of pension funds, and it has all the surpluses from all the workplace compensation boards across Canada, and investing that money on the stock market. So I reported this to the Securities Exchange Commission in both the state and in Canada, and I've got a whistleblower number, and as of last week, they were still investigating. The FBI is investigating. The RCMP refuses to investigate. I went to them in person with all my documentation, and I said, look, if what I'm saying isn't true, have me charged with public mischief. Well, I haven't been charged with anything, but they will not investigate, and that's because Trudeau has got them in his back pocket.
Well, as the rank structure goes at the cabinet level, the commissioner of the RCMP is equivalent to a deputy minister. So the minister in charge of him and the prime minister can order him to do or not do anything. And that's just one of the weird vagaries in law enforcement. It even happens on the Ontario level, too. I remember an Indian Reserve chief up north arresting the band chief for impaired. His reward was he got fired. And,
yeah.
There was nothing he could do about it, nothing anybody would do about it, because the band chief was in charge, even though he's a special constable with the Ontario Provincial Police. And you get away with that. And this I look at this man too as you're a hero. You did what was right, and that you get you lose your job for trying to keep the community safe and protecting people. That these bandits who just happen to hold some sort of political office are masters of our destiny like this is absolutely horrendous. But in this case, you're siphoning all this money. And, in Ontario, if you've ever been forced to listen to some of the ads here where various unions are getting together to say, how evil our premier is because he's making cuts. And the guy that they're trying to, say is your love child, Mr. Trudeau or people affiliated with him, are just going to make all the pennies fall from heaven to replace this shortfall if they were in power, are robbing us blind. Robbing us blind.
I went to charge the president of Workplace Safety Insurance Board a couple of years ago with a private prosecutor, and they told me that I would have to do it in Toronto because that's where they were based. I then went to the federal court, and the clerk of the federal court said, no, if it's a criminal charge, you can do it anywhere in Canada. And so I called the JP's office and said, look, I'll be in tomorrow to lay my private prosecution, and I've been told by the federal court that I have every right to do that, and I'll see you tomorrow. I went in the next day, suit and tie, briefcase, and signed my name at the front desk and sat down. A woman I had never met before came out, looked at the clipboard, looked at me, took my documents, and then about a minute later came with two cops, and they arrested me. I'm sure I'm on video, but I was not doing a thing, wasn't making a sound, and they actually threw me out of the courthouse. That's how bad it is.
Oh, indeed.
So they've thrown me out. They've had a proceeding behind a locked door and wouldn't let me in. I mean, we're lawless in Canada. We have no laws. In my lifetime, I have never heard of a politician being charged or jailed, ever. In the United States, they throw their crooked politicians in jail all the time, but not here. They're above the law.
Well, actually, we go further than that. We put their pictures on our money. So if you're familiar with the great railway scandals of the 19th century, you know, Sir John A., okay, he was a drunk. I can forgive him and love him for that, but they were robbing us blind. The great railway scandal, Pacific Railway scandal, was 150 members of Parliament were involved in this, and just stealing and looting. So I always call basically Canada, you know, tag team looting since 1867. Because they just we change crooks, and then the new crooks come in and take over all the dirty dealings from the other government and just go about their merry business. Same when Trudeau got to rename the Langevin Block in Ottawa, because he said the guy sent the Indians to residential schools. Well, I looked him up. He was one of the crooks. So it was okay to have the building named after a crook robbing us blind. And it was like that from day one. And a lot of entries on him in the railway scandal and how much money they were stealing. And this is the hard part of it, that it's so systemic and organized to such a degree that I don't even know if you could make a crime film about it. It would be too complex. But, you know, you mentioned this company, Nexium, that's turned into Matrix 5, and that they do like special grooming where they have women to subvert and take over, you know, people who could end up being public authorities, and that Hillary Clinton is even, you know, using this technique or is involved in this.
Well, it's called the man in the middle. And they will compromise someone who is going to go, you know, end up being a political leader or even a corporate leader, and they compromise that person, then they own them and control them. And that's Matrix 5 does that. It's a different organization from Nexium, but the same techniques.
And then Hillary did this with Bill. Is that
too? That's what I think. And it's interesting that this trillion-dollar company, BCIMC, was founded by Carol Taylor. And Carol Taylor was a reporter with CBC and CTV. She's got a BA English, and she was Miss Toronto in 1964. And
we got a break for the half hour here, so we'll come back on the flip side and continue with Carol Taylor. Thanks for coming out.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyra Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyramall.com. That's thepyramall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us today, Norman Traversy, former firefighter in Mississauga. And it appears we've tread over many common roads in the past. We've had some great little conversations on the breaks about, we were at some of the same disasters, but just on opposite ends of the block sort of thing. And, you know, we may even have crossed eyeballs or something like that at one point in time or another. And, that's the amazing thing on the way life works, the way God works, and the way the magic of destiny unfolds. And we feel that there's a magic of destiny here that we can give a voice just by some miracle. That a friend of mine in Florida sent me a video with Norman in it, and I contacted him, and he volunteered to come out and share his treasure trove of knowledge on the despicable way the world is run and our politicos work, and so that you can be better armed to prepare yourself, to instruct your families, your children, how to vote effectively, so that these things become issues. That when you get a politician coming up, you know, telling you the streets are paved with gold and he's going to make everything so great, that you can rub their nose in the carpet and say, what's that smell there? And what are you going to do about it before we even think to give you our confidence, never mind our vote? So we were talking about one of the great untouchables in Canadian history, Carol Taylor, media reporter, who just seems to be destined to rule the world, at least on the Canadian side of the border, for some strange reason. And let's get into some of her background and what she controlled and how she plays in this role.
Carol Taylor, she's older now. She was a reporter. That's her only qualification. She went out after she retired and married the mayor of Vancouver and became a city councillor. That is when they formed, or she supposedly formed, the British Columbia Investment Management Corporation. Now, while she was a councillor and married to the mayor, her good friend, Linda Picton, they got together. And they rezoned a pig farm. And after rezoning it, it was worth millions, and they sold it off for millions. And Linda Picton had two brothers, the Picton brothers, Willie and David, and they retained 6.5 acres of that. And that 6.5 acres became the Piggy Palace Good Times Society, which was a registered charity. And the reason it was a registered charity was Linda Picton, their sister, sat on the Privy Council of Canada, an advisor to the Prime Minister. And this would have been about 20 years ago. So this registered charity was having a number of parties with illegal booze being sold, and they'd have rock bands there, and thousands would attend. But some of those people were going to different parts of that pig farm, and they were killing young women there. And that was discovered supposedly when the Vancouver police raided the place for weapons, and they found all this these bones. And that was investigated. The Pictons are now in jail. But for some reason, BCIMC gave the Picton brothers $10 million after they were convicted. And it all kind of, in a horrible way, fits together. You know, the Pictons, Carol Taylor went on to be the head of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and she was also the chancellor of the University of Victoria. So quite a talent. And there's also a connection with Boustra, who is a big mining guy, a multi-billionaire, who has a foundation with Bill Clinton, the Clinton-Boustra Foundation. Now, he had a company called Greek Life that was videoing people at this pig farm. And, of course, they were compromised and blackmailed. Now, Boustra and Clinton have their own foundation. Boustra is also the one that founded the company called Uranium One. That was sold to the Russians with the go-ahead from Hillary Clinton when she was the Secretary of State. It's all connected in a really vile way.
And this pig farm, for Americans who don't know, this was the site of a serial killer. Robert Picton was a serial killer. He's the one who generally took Native women, held them against their will, tortured them, murdered them, and disposed of them by feeding them to the pigs in the most egregious of criminality that you could ever imagine in your life. And there's a movie out called The Pig Farm, and it's probably something you don't want to watch with your children. To give you some background and highlight on this level of evil. And you have to listen to the names and positions of people that Norman is discussing to know that these people vie for the keys to the store to run our countries, to run businesses, to control the flow of news and information. That this woman, I remember when I was just doing a quick Google search on some of your material or something, I just saw her name, you know, I was checking the name, and it was something about her announcing election results. So would you trust this woman to tell you who actually won the election? Because in many, many ways, I feel Trudeau, in the first election, he did a very good show on AM 740, Zoomer Radio, about how algorithms decided the election, and it was a fake. And, you know, but nobody cared because they wanted their pet project, Trudeau, to win. And in this election, ballot returning officers told me that Liberals and anybody else could, they changed the rules, where you could hover over what they call the bingo card of the big scoreboard of where everybody's names and voter registration number are, and they would take information from that card and leave with it. And what they were taking was the voter ID number. And just constantly hovering over them. The other parties didn't do that. They had the right to, but they didn't. And they were taking this information away, and I look at it that they were rigging or fixing the election, that you could probably take the number of someone who maybe never votes or doesn't vote and vote for them. in another place or format and rig the election. And because you did it in the place where the liberal support would tolerate this more than any other place, that's why you had the saving grace to keep Trudeau in power in the Greater Toronto area and maybe a few other places. But other returning officers told me in the previous election that they announced the results on the news before they even opened the ballot boxes. Wait a minute. I'm slow. I'm from Canada. I beg your pardon? You didn't open the ballot box and they're already announcing the winners?
What would have happened if they hadn't have locked me out of that courtroom and I'd been able to present my evidence and my witness and the matter went forward and they filed a summons or even an arrest warrant? You think he'd have won the election?
No. That's what I was hearing from Buffalo. Just by that information getting public, it would have been enough that he would have to resign. It was just that disgusting and that bad.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, he taught at the West Point Academy in Vancouver, and he was about 5 minutes away from that pig farm, and we know he loves to party. He'd have been going to those events, and I'm sure he was videoed by Gustra with his Greek life. And Greek life went on by Gustra to become Lionsgate Films, a massive movie-making enterprise.
And one of their top films was American Psycho.
Yeah, one of their first, too. So Trudeau would have gone there. During the trial of the Pictons, they generated, 72 boxes full of evidence, and these were bright red boxes that were to be kept for 75 years in case they had to reopen something. And there was also in that evidence a book that the Pictons kept with the names of everyone of note that went to those parties. And I'm sure Trudeau's name was in that book, probably several times.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. A former relative of a prime minister long before these crooks came on scene, too, that I know that lives out in that area, sent me pictures of the vicinity of around Pitt Lake, which is a tidal lake. So she says that's probably one of the places where they would prefer to get rid of evidence or bodies, because when the tide comes in, it takes everything out with them. And there's pictographs on the walls in red of, like, criminal violent activities performed on people, that they get into ritualistic abuse there. And, her relative actually died working for a living in London as opposed to robbing this country blind, and was known to give to the poor when the poor wrote him in tough times. So a very different type of leader than the ones we're stuck with today. But this is a criminal cabal of such an outrageous extent that it defies even words to describe it. Like, it's one thing, okay, you steal, the mob or biker gangs may get rid of someone who's an informant or something like that. This is like wholesale ritualistic slaughter of vulnerable people for their own enjoyment.
Right.
And I can't even imagine for the slightest minute how this is tolerated, but when one of the perpetrators controls one of the biggest news services in Canada, the CBC, and then I'm sure the same thing is going on in the American side too, where cabals of fake news are also telling you what to think and how to think and molding public opinion and crucifying and chastising people who rise up to try to bring some sort of decency or justice to the world. The greatest war you ever fought, I've said this since I did internet radio in Toronto, is by changing the channel. That's all you got to do.
That's right.
You turn them off. They're liars. They're killers. They're deceitful. They're thieves. You write any commandment, they broke it. Why would you give them the trust? Even more so, why are you giving them your money? In the first hour, I said, why you buy from Power Hour and their health products? The old Indian tale of which wolf prospers, the one you feed. Why would you feed a cannibal wolf that wants to steal your children and put you into abject poverty and slavery when you can have liberation and emancipation here at a station like this. I can't even imagine why there is a pause for thought for a millisecond. There is no choice. This is it. I devote my life to doing things at Power Hour. I've done it for many, many long years because there is a right and there is a wrong. And if anything's going to be anything, I want to be on the side that says something right if it's the last breath I draw, that I did it. And I go meet my maker, and I can stand proud to say I did my best. And, you know, whatever happens after that happens. But for the rest of these sniveling cowards, abusers, how that man can stand before anyone and just lie and lie and lie, and the stupid smile. Actually, in a lot of ways, I look at him. I was watching a movie the last night I posted on my website called The Game, and he looks a lot like Sean Penn. If I was going to cast somebody to be Trudeau in my horror film, it would be Sean Penn. But, you know, he just has that devious look about him, even though he's a relatively handsome gentleman. But, you know, deep inside that face, that you can see the dark side, and yes, you know, it's readily apparent to me.
Yeah. Well, I'm not giving up. It's going ahead. I'm going to be filing a human rights complaint. I'm going to once again attempt to file criminal charges against the Justice of the Peace and the Crown Attorney that locked me out of that courtroom, because they actually, by obstructing justice, they changed the course of the election. And I'm doing that as well. And it's not going away. If anyone wants to support me, please go to my website, which is justiceforcanada.ca, not com, but CA, justiceforcanada.ca. And I also have a GoFundMe page that is for legal expenses, and that is Justice for Trudeau and SNC-Lavalin, and that's on GoFundMe. And any support I can get. I'm not in this alone. I have people out west in Alberta that are doing my website for me free of charge. I have a private detective that is working for me free of charge. I have people from all over contacting me and helping me and doing things for the cause. And people are banding together. I mean, I've been contacted the night before I went for my hearing. I got an email from a police superintendent in Queensland, Australia, and saying, look, do well tomorrow, and, you know, we're all rooting for you. And the people that do my website say they've got a number of hits from Hong Kong and India. So it's resonating with people.
And well, in India, Pakistan, this locking the door for the courts is commonplace. When they do tenders, the one who bribes the politician the most gets the tender, and then they have to go through the official process, and they lock the door. And everybody else is outside banging on the door, and they won't let them in. I was talking to a gentleman from Pakistan telling me that.
That was called a star chamber.
And yes, indeed.
That was in Oliver Cromwell, after he chopped off the king's head, he started the process of star chambers, where people would get together behind a locked door and decide whether you lived or died.
Mm-hmm,
and the
mm-hmm.
Process was abolished until recently when it happened to me.
And this is the ultimate law of the world of existence. I've said many, many times before, no matter what we codify, no matter what we write down, is the law of the jungle. It's might makes right. But we cannot give the power to the evil to make or decide what is right. And it is our duty, especially for Americans, because your sacred documents start with we, the people. There are four levels of government. They only teach us three in school. There's the executive, the Senate, parliaments, Congress, and the courts. But we forget the most important thing. The most important level of government is, with the Americans write down, we, the people. And that includes Canada as well. Funny thing is, I wrote a piece on that a long, long time ago. It's kind of like the blueprint for revolution. And attorneys on both sides of the bench, senior crown attorneys, defense attorneys, were just raving over it, is that I applied contract law to constitutional law to say, when you violate our constitutions in this flagrant manner, You break them because they are contracts to govern. And when you don't follow the rules of the contract,
being governed. We have to consent to being governed.
Mm-hmm. So when this is broken, the contract's null and void, and we start all over. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but you've lost your ability to lead us because you violated the sacred documents and the sacred rights of civilization. And it may be messy, but ultimately, you know, we have to come to grips with the fact we've got to take our power back and get you out. And we can still do it with the ballot box, but we have to have informed consent about what we understand, what we know. And that's where the battlefield of information and what gets out is so important. And this is so important. And it's just beautiful. Power Hour is a large station, but it's also rebroadcast again on shortwave to go around the world, where hopefully you get more emails from other places in the world where people are coming on board, coming on your side, and saying, this is enough of this. Because I'm sure it happens in every country in the world that there's diabolical little cliques of villains just running like pirates.
Well, you know, we had this situation in the 1830s, and we had a revolt in the style of the American Revolution, and it failed.
Yes.
We had the Upper
Canada. Don't drink before your revolution.
Yeah, and the reason I speak English, not French, is because my ancestor, Valois Traversy, was one of the leaders of the Lower Canada Revolt.
And, oh, really?
It failed. They threw him in prison, and they were going to hang him. But because he was wealthy, they fined him £1,000 and banished him and his family from what is now Quebec forever. So he moved across the river to Ottawa. And that's why I'm here. That's why I speak English and not French.
Well, at least they didn't send them to Botany Bay in Australia.
Well, yeah, a lot of them did go there, and Bermuda, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because I know I was an Australian woman commenting on my my video site, and, you know, we got into it, too, about because she was surprised they knew so much about Australia and the things going on down there and Australian culture and songs and music and such like that. And I said, well, you know, come on. That's our vacation home for rebels.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is. It is. So once again, justiceforcanada.ca, please, if you want to participate in this. And I'm not alone. I'm not like Gary Cooper. You know, the townspeople did come out to help me, and they continue to help me, and that's a good thing.
Well, as I understand it, too, people were complaining about Trudeau at this school, and you were mentioning that some of the parents who complained didn't live too long.
No, murder-suicided themselves. And then he had his law firm announce that he was going on a speaking tour, but he didn't go on a speaking tour. He went to a public school and was a substitute drama teacher there for less money. But I think he wanted to stay close to that pig farm.
Oh, indeed. Didn't the Beatles do a good song about that? I should find a clip from that and put Justin's face in there. You'll have to think about that one.
Oh, Piggy. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Remember that one?
Yeah.
There's good snorting sounds in there for Mr. Trudeau, and it doesn't matter what language you speak. Another one that's very important, too, is you mentioned that Jody Wilson-Raybould is the daughter of a chief from out that way as well, and that this is part and parcel of her difficulties with the Prime Minister in filing charges against SNC-Lavalin or dealing with any sort of justice.
Yes. Yeah. Well... since she's refusing to lay charges, I will, and I'd like my fellow Canadians to know that any one of you can file a private prosecution. It's look up Section 507(1) of the Criminal Code of Canada, and it was codified into law in 2002 for exactly this reason, so that public officials could be charged when the police wouldn't do their job.
So and frequently they're not. Like that's a big thing, difference between the police and the firefighters. And that's why I respect firefighters more than a lot of the police is. You guys run into burning buildings. the police will wait outside until somebody else comes. And,
right.
You know, big difference there. Big difference.
The other difference is when you're a firefighter, everyone's happy to see you when you show up. You're
uh-huh.
there to help. When you're a cop, half the time people are not happy to see you.
Well, it all depends on the dysfunction of the various police officers, and I've seen some great cases over the years on both sides of the fence. The people that, you know, just walk on water Jesus types, and the other ones that, you know, probably should be locked up themselves. And they just seem somehow to get power, control, and authority over the rest of us. And, you know, I wish I could describe some of the things I've seen, but we don't have time. And, you know, it's just hard to believe. I just look at the bad cop is like the pedophile priest or the crooked school teacher or something like that. Is you're in a position of authority, and that means that you have to not just talk the talk, but actually walk the walk. And lay it on the line for people whenever it's required and not abuse that authority. And the fact that so many of them are in there, most of them they know what's going on, but they won't say anything because, you know, you like the job and you don't want to have the heat come on like you where you're fired because you did the right thing.
Yeah,
I remember Chief Harding in Halton Police in conversation with him. I said it before, I'll say it again. He said, it takes great courage to be on the front line to do what's right, not what they tell you. And Norman does what's right, and God bless him, and thanks for coming out. And for Canadians and Americans, too, help support his cause. It'll take down your evil empire and ours to make the world a better place. Thank you for everything you do, Norman.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Bless you. We'll do it again.
Bless you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.